Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The number of newly confirmed coronavirus infections in the U.S. each day has dropped significantly since the start of this month, after reaching more than 300,000 in a day. Johns Hopkins University today confirms more than 162,000 new cases. The CDC has issued a sweeping mandate requiring face masks on all public transportation, NPR's Amy Held reports.
The CDC order goes into effect Monday night. It states that everyone older than a toddler must wear a properly fitting mask on planes, trains, boats, taxis, and buses within or headed to the U.S., at hubs, and during the ride. There are exceptions, including for brief periods of eating and drinking. The order says operators can force travelers who refuse to mask up to get off, and that failure to comply constitutes a violation of federal law. The CDC says public transportation continues to drive the spread of COVID-19, noting that some people who are infected never show symptoms, adding to the importance of universal masking. It follows President Biden's executive order for federal agencies to take immediate action requiring masks on certain forms of travel. Amy Held, NPR News.
Employees at the Kansas Labor Department are receiving death threats as they struggle to process unemployment claims. Celia Yopis Jepson of member station KCUR reports.
The threats came through social media and phone calls. Jerry Grosso is a spokesman for the Kansas Labor Department. He says it is working with law enforcement and has canceled upcoming TV interviews for employees.
They are credible threats, and It's a step right now that the agency feels it needs to take in the environment we're in.
The Labor Department has been in the news a lot. When the pandemic hit, its 40-year-old IT system struggled with the flood of jobless claims. Now, the unemployment website is offline for a few days for security improvements to block fraudulent claims. For NPR News, I'm Celia Yopis Jepsen in Raymore, Missouri.
The stock market ended the trading week down, but as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, GameStop stocks were wildly higher.
GameStop closed at $325 a share. That's up 1,600% for the month. The stock is being boosted by investors in an online Reddit group. They managed to give some hedge funds a serious punch in the stomach, billions of dollars in losses because the hedge funds had bet that the stock would fall, and instead it went through the roof. For the broader stock market, the S&P 500 actually hit a record high on Monday, but stocks have slid lower since then, with the index ending the week down about 3%. Analysts said the slower-than-expected rollout for COVID vaccinations is one thing that could be cooling investors' enthusiasm. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
This is NPR. Hundreds of firefighters in Passaic, New Jersey are battling a massive blaze at a recycling plant. More than two dozen fire departments are fighting it. It's been burning since it broke out late last night. Firefighters say large amounts of plastic and cardboard have fueled it, and combustible materials triggered at least two explosions. The Capitol police officer who was killed in the January 6th siege at the U.S. Capitol will lie in honor in the building's rotunda next week. Lawmakers will be able to pay tribute to Brian Sicknick Wednesday. The streets of Park City, Utah are not as bustling with movie makers and enthusiasts as they usually are for the Sundance Film Festival. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, this year's version opened online Thursday and continues this weekend.
The virtual Sundance Film Festival's opening night featured a premiere of Summer of Soul. The documentary about the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival was directed by Amir Questlove Thompson. The animated feature Flea was the first film acquired for distribution during the festival. Neon bought the rights for this story of an Afghan refugee.
Afghanistan, Kabul.
There are films about choreographer Alvin Ailey and actress Rita Moreno and the Black Panthers, and films made during and about COVID-19. The Festival of Independent Film also features panels, parties, and virtual reality experiences. It runs through Wednesday. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.